From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized today after undergoing cancer surgery in New York. The 75-year-old justice had surgery at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center after a routine exam and follow-up turned up a small tumor. NPR's Nina Totenberg says at this point it's not clear what this means for the composition of the court.
Justice Ginsburg has given no indication of any plans to retire. All we know is that she's had surgery for pancreatic cancer, which is a very deadly form of cancer, but that hers was caught extremely early, giving her an increased chance of survival. But it is bound to increase speculation as well about a possible retirement.
Currently the only woman on the Supreme Court, Ginsburg was appointed by President Clinton in 1993 and has often been a crucial swing vote. Liberal-leaning justice is expected to remain in the hospital for at least a week. Another Obama administration nomination appears to be on hold for the moment, and once again it's reportedly over tax troubles. The U.S. Senate committee today abruptly postponed a vote to confirm Hilda Solis, the administration's choice as labor secretary. That followed published reports Solis's husband paid $6,400 this week to settle tax liens that had been outstanding for some 16 years against his business. It's not clear whether that will derail the nomination. President Obama continued a presidential tradition today, an appearance at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
At the multi-denominational gathering, the president spoke of his own Christian faith, while also noting that his late father was born a Muslim and later turned atheist, and that his late mother was skeptical of organized religion. He noted that he became a Christian as a young man, drawn to the good works he saw the church doing. He noted that faith is too often used to divide people around the world.
No matter what we choose to believe, let us remember that there is no religion whose central tenet is hate. There's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Also today, the president said he's continuing a program begun by President Bush, the White House Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Labor Department reports today new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 35,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 626,000. That's the highest weekly unemployment number since 1982. Bob Bruska is chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics. He says these are high numbers, and the question now is how much higher they'll go.
You tend to get a spike high in claims in the recession, and then you tend to improve from that. And so I think we must be pretty near to our spike high.
Government tomorrow releases the unemployment numbers for January. Most analysts expect the monthly number will also show large numbers of jobs lost. Despite the dismal unemployment figures, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 106 points today, closing at 8,062. The Nasdaq gained 31 points. This is NPR. Cereal and snack maker Kellogg says the recall of its products linked directly or indirectly to a nationwide salmonella scare is likely to cost the company between $65 and $70 million. Kellogg and a number of other companies have been forced to recall products that contain peanut ingredients tied to Georgia-based Peanut Corp of America. Peanut paste made by the company has been linked to a nationwide salmonella outbreak that has killed at least 8 people and sickened more than 500 others. Kellogg was forced to recall a number of its snack crackers. The company also pulled some cookies and protein bars from store shelves that were made on a manufacturing line where contaminated ingredients may have been present. Before Iraqi officials released preliminary results from the country's provincial elections, a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people and wounded a dozen others in a town north of Baghdad. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
The attack came at a popular restaurant in the town of Hanakin, which has a large Kurdish population. The town, which is only about 90 miles from Baghdad, is in an area that's contested by Arabs and Kurds, who've been accused of trying to expand their semi-autonomous region in Iraq's north. Iraqi police and U.S. military sources say most of the victims were Kurds. An official with a local chapter of a Kurdish political party blamed Arab political groups for the attack, saying it was designed to intimidate the Kurds, who came in second in the Diyala provincial election. During the vote, hundreds of Kurds charged that they were illegally purged from voter registration lists. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up 85 cents a barrel, ending the session at $41.17 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.